It was pretty good today. You know, we had some cloud cover. I was just telling everyone I brought Seattle with me, so hopefully it's here for a while.
But yeah, what was your first impression of Coach Buckner?
He's a great guy. You know, he's definitely pushing us to our limits. And, you know, that's what you need at this level. Someone, you know, pushing you to get better and better every day. So yeah.
How did playing for Coach Pete prepare you for this day?
You know, Coach Pete always taught us to compete in everything we do, and you know, just that alone helped us a lot, and or helped me a lot. You know, coming here and, you know, being on the practice field and competing.
Coach Buckner was talking a lot about hand usage with you guys and talking about technique and things like that. Is that, I know that someone at your size doesn't always have to focus on some of those things because you can just kind of dominate the person in front of you, but how much was that emphasized with you when you were in college?
You know, being a defensive lineman or a lineman in general, you have to use your hands. You know, this sport alone, I was always coached, if you don't use your hands, might as well just cut them off. Because, you know, you need them to make the tackles, you know, get off blocks and stuff like that.
Where do you feel you're at, though, in terms of hand usage? Because some guys come into the league and they're a little farther along there maybe than others.
I feel like I'm there. You know, there's always definitely a lot of space to improve. So, you know, Coach Buckner is helping us with that and helping us improve and get better with that.
And how do you feel stamina-wise? I know a lot of people say, oh, a big guy like that coming to Florida, you know, he's going to have a hard time handling the heat and all the snaps and everything. What do you have to say about that?
It's kind of hard to tell right now. You know, we're not really in, you know, we're just in helmets, and, you know, we're not full padded, so it's kind of hard to tell what we replace with that.
What are you looking to get out of these 3 days? Obviously, the veterans aren't mixed in this, so the talent level is not going to be exactly what you're going to see coming out of OTAs, but what are you hoping to get from this?
Definitely getting better, you know, learning the playbook. So, you know, when the veterans come in, you're not behind. And, you know, you could continue to work and get better.
Vita, having Coach Buckner push you the way that he did today, how much is that going to help you reach your potential, having that kind of instruction every day?
I'm going to say that's going to help a lot. You know, you always need someone like that to push you. You know, you don't want someone to be your friend out there on the field. You know, you want someone to be pushing you and, you know, getting tired and getting better every day.
Did you expect that out of him, that type of character on the field and that coaching?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, he told us we're going to go out there and, you know, we're going to go straight to work. So, you know, we knew what we were getting into today, and, you know, we just told us to get our mind right for practice.
What's one thing that sticks in your mind about what he instructed you out there today? Anything to catch you?
Just one thing he was saying, alignment. Know where you're going to go and know where you're going to align it. Because if you miss a line, then you're already wrong and stuff like that. So just learning, you know, learning the front and learning the different techniques.
He was talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry, false start there on me. We always hear about rookies and especially the first round picks, big purchases and things like that. What's going to be your first big purchase, or did you already do that?
I haven't really thought about that yet. I already know. You know, probably, you know, do something special for my parents.
I know you talked about before, I've read other articles talking about buying them a house. Perfect. That was kind of something that you would.
Yeah, definitely. Still talking to him about it, you know, working everything out. So, you know, I haven't really figured something out yet. So, we're just going with the flow.
You have played against Ronald Jones. What does he bring to the football team, do you think?
I say he brings it all. You know, he's a great running back. He brings speed, and, you know, he can also run through you. So, you know, I feel like he has the whole package.
You look quick out here today, as you remember?
Yeah, he was over there running, you know, really shifty guy. So, you know, he's going to definitely be a great guy, a great fit for our team.
After the ball rush, rip, spin, or swim, what's your best move? Are we going to keep that a secret?
Keep it a secret.
In terms of technique, how different is what Coach Buckner are asking you to do compared to what you learned in Washington?
It's definitely, you know, a lot different. He's improving our game. You know, he's making us get better with that. And, you know, he's showing us the actual technique that should be used in the NFL. You know, what we have to do, to, you know, to be the best.
Did Gerald reach out to you early on in the process? Have you talked with him yet?
He was actually here today. Mm-hmm. You know, I got face-to-face with him, you know, talked to him a little bit. And, you know, just small talk, nothing too much.
Nothing yet. Right.
Coach Pete said that you're just not a zero technique guy. You can play anywhere down that defensive line. Are you looking to do that?
You know, I'm it's whatever, wherever they want me. You know, I'm willing to do what they want me to do. So just looking forward for that.
No, was day one, have you had a chance to build any camaraderie or relationships with the guys in day one?
Definitely. You know, with the guys in the D-line room, you know, we're in the locker room, and, you know, we're at training table studying together and definitely, you know, building that small bond had to be, from the start. So, you know, with that. And then some guys, you know, at the hotel, we'll see them, you know, grab them a snack and, you know, you top it up with them and just that.
What's it like experiencing your welcome to the NFL together with those guys and the rest of the rookies?
It's definitely different. You know, it's you know, we've been away from it for so long. You know, we haven't been away from college. You know, I think the last time we were in the locker room was, you know, bowl game for some guys, Senior Bowl, and, you know, we come back into it. So it's a fresh start for us. So, you know, looking forward to that.
Got a chance to go out around Tampa at all? What's your impressions of this place?
Not really. You know, just trying to stay focused. Hmm. You know, got a lot to learn and doing a lot of studying. So once I get that down, probably might, you know, go out and check out Tampa.
Peter, I think you weighed 347 at the combine. Is the team comfortable with you at that weight? Has there been talk about slimming down because of the Florida heat, or they just want you where you are?
We haven't really talked to about much. You know, definitely around that weight because I, you know, I played in college with that weight. So, you know, definitely we'll see how it goes from here, and you know, as camp goes along.